My name is Lawrence Reyes, Chair of the PNB Personnel Committee. We are convening on September the 28th, 2020, the Personnel Committee. I guess I would take the role if Cassandra is running late. So I would go Sandra Rowland, are you here yet? Okay, she said she may be a half an hour late. Sabrina Jacobs is caught up in the fires. I hope she's okay. Sabrina, are you here? Okay, that was somebody else. Robin Kalia?
Present.
Ralph Pointer?
Here.
Thank you, Ralph. Vanessa Ditson-Brake?
Here.
Alex Steinberg? Grace Aaron, KPFK?
Here.
And your chairperson, Lawrence Reyes from KPFK, is here. If you don't have the floor, please mute yourself. Okay, I send out a suggested agenda with some suggestions that Sandra Rollins from KPFT in Houston sent in regards to reviewing, and I think I gave that as homework, the reviewing of the job posting and list of places, and then what's not homework is a list of places where we want to post. That's a 10-minute item. Interview questions for candidates, processing regarding narrowing down the list. So that's a 10-minute discussion, preliminary discussion. I think we have to schedule a time to have that conversation. And then the next item is disbursement of the $2,500 posting and search monies discussion. That's 10 minutes. Developing a candidate's matrix, i.e. ranking, et cetera. That's scheduled for 10 minutes. Internal ED position posting on Pacifica websites, that's 10 minutes. I don't think that's been done yet. So why don't we go ahead and jump in and take the low-hanging fruit, which I think will be to review the job posting. I think we agreed to do that as a committee individually, or am I missing the point? Okay, so I guess we did do that. Is there any discussion on that? Okay, no discussion. Interview questions for candidates, process regarding narrowing down the list. This is kind of repetitive. I call it a matrix. It's also a process. I think we have to consider what kind of session we're going to have to develop those questions for candidates. I know when I was on a previous ED search committee, personnel committee, we developed those questions in executive session. Do you think, what say you all, do you think we need to do that again?
Mr. Sabrina, I'm on the call, yes.
Oh, good.
Hi, Sabrina.
Robin,
so you would...
Robin, for the sec.
Oh, go ahead, Robin. Yeah.
I don't see why developing questions should be an executive session. Why would that have to be? They're like your generic questions ask all the different candidates, right?
Okay. Anyone else? Sabrina, I think I heard you say that you would prefer to develop those questions in the second session? Or would you just say that you would here?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. You don't want to give it away, right? You know, you don't want to give away the questions.
I see the point of that. Okay, yeah. I wasn't thinking about that, but they could be listening. That's true.
Yeah, that's okay. A good point.
I can see.
That's an important point. That's sort of what I was thinking as well.
Okay.
So I'm going to jump on the bandwagon there, Sabrina. any other discussion? Any other discussion on that? Okay, so we'll schedule, should we schedule this for our next meeting? to go into the second session to develop questions. And I think as part of that process, part of the homework will be to come up with some questions. Also, I think we could get the questions that were asked previously to sort of do a comparison. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, it would be good to have people send in the questions before the meeting so we can consider.
Right. Okay, good, good. Anyone else have anything to add to that? Okay. So the other, the next thing, which I think might be a little bit more stimulating, is the disbursement of $2,500 that the PNB authorized for posting and searching for candidates, money distribution. I spoke to a member that suggested that that we asked Tom to advertise and then we would pay the vendor directly. What say you all?
Robin to the stack.
Go ahead, Robin.
The way it works with advertising is, you know, these firms get a discount from the different places that advertise. That goes to the firm, you know. And we agreed to the disbursements that he listed. That was about $1,600. Why don't we pay him $1,600 and hold back the other $900 if there's additional ones that he wants to suggest? I don't understand why we have to muck it up by individually paying. I mean, look at all the work that Lydia's already doing and Nita's already doing. Why not just pay him $1,600 and let him pay for the ones that we agreed to?
Okay, that's a good point. I believe I heard Dwayne Law. Anyone
yes,
else?
Yes, you did.
Okay, Dwayne.
Okay. Okay. All right. I think I have a better point. Number one, I'd like to limit expenditures paid directly to a firm. I'd like the idea that we have it on our books, what we're paying and who we're paying it to. And I don't agree with Robin. I don't believe, for instance, when we did it in at KPFT for the local management 2 years ago, there were no discounts that firms got. So I'd like to see that in writing. If in fact, you can have a conversation with Tom on that, Mr. Chair, and if that is what he says, okay, I would have no problem with that. But to my knowledge, there are no discounts for most of these entities because many of these entities that we need to put this in, there's no charge, like the National Black Broadcasters Association, NACB, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So Current is one that we do pay for, and I asked them were there any discounts when we was researching this 2 years ago for KPFT, and they told me no. It was just the rack rate. Everybody pays the same thing. But I think for accounting purposes, it's not a matter of whether Lydia or Tamara or Anita have too much to do. For accounting purposes, we need to have on our books who we pay, how much we pay, rather than having it through a third party.
Okay.
Robin, are you back?
Hold on. Anyone else that wants to?
Grace.
Who's that? Grace? Go ahead, Grace.
Grace. Well, Tom Livingston can pay the firms and send us an itemization of everything that was paid with bills attaching the receipts. He's done that before. It makes it very simple for NIDA and for the National Office Accounting. That's the simplest way to do it. They're very efficient. They'll keep track. And what will happen is if we have the national office do it, it will create delays. And we do want to get this done quickly. So I agree with Robin. Let Tom Livingston do it. That'll get it done the quickest. And the accounting can be really efficient because Tom's firm will give us an invoice or an itemization of what was spent and attach the invoices.
Okay, so... Grace, are you saying that that you agree with Robin in terms of disbursing the $1,500 to them or just waiting to get receipts, itemized receipts?
I think we should disperse them. Well, first of all, it's $2,500. That's the first thing.
Yeah, but Robin says $1,500, which was the estimate that Tom gave us.
I think we should. We asked for $2,500. Since Tom gave us that estimate, I know that I sent some suggestions for postings. For instance, Radio Inc. I really think we should put a listing in Radio Inc. Also, there are some others that I don't think are being advertised in. I think we should. We should put some paid ads. So I think we should disperse this to Tom, the $2,500, and have him put job postings rapidly so we can get the search going before this board is expired.
Okay. Good point. Anyone else have anything to say on this?
Well, Robin had requested.
Robin asked.
Oh, I would just agree with Grace. I'll let anyone else that wants to speak go ahead, then.
Okay, Dwayne?
But yeah, I mean, it's one thing to make suggestions about where we ought to post and things of that nature, but the efficacy is really what we ought to be concerned about, not something we pull out of our heads and say, oh, I think we should post it at this place. I think we should spend money. If the $2,500, which I'm not sure how much we spent last time and the amount of people that we got, but we need to research that. And I'm also going to ask Anita if, in fact, this would be encumbersome with the way that I'm suggesting before we approve anything. I know the assumption is that it's encumbersome to them and it'll slow things down, but I don't believe that. I'm looking at Radio Inc. right now. So I like to do research rather than doing stuff off an emotion or just a thought. And when I look at the postings they got now, it's very thin, which is an indication. You want to know, do people get jobs and do people look at the place that you're going to spend this money on? And just an example, they have producer, assistant content producer postings. They have news anchor postings. They have nothing about managers, a real heavy job, heavy hitter job on their site. So why should we post it there? And it's other research we should do before we spend money. Just go up on the website and take a look at the job postings that they have. Also, do a research and find out what other folks say about those websites before you spend this money. I mean, all of us agree that we're low on money. So just to throw out the money because we have got $2,500 approved, to me, don't make sense to spend it when I'm looking at each one of these things and it shows that no one has applied. Zero applications, zero inquiries, and that's just one of the suggested websites. Let's do our research before we spend this money.
Okay, point well taken. Anyone else want to address this this item?
Robin, to the staff.
Okay, I'm a call on you, Robin. Then I'm gonna go after you. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah. The PMV voted last meeting, the meeting before anyway, to approve this, to spend it. We went over all the things. No one contested any of the advertisements that he was going to pay for. I thought we wanted to speed this up. If we do what Dwayne is suggesting, this will just delay it. We're supposed to have 30 days from when the advertisements are put out to start conducting the interviews and having them narrow it down. If you had these ideas, that should have been a month ago. I don't understand. You know, I thought
I'd like to respond.
Everyone was in a rush to get this done.
Hold on. Go ahead, finish, Robin.
Yeah, I just don't understand this at all. Basically, I mean, we hired. You know, he's giving this free service to conduct a job search. If we don't trust him to pay each bill, it's just an insult to him. I just don't understand why this lack of trust of Livingston Associates. It's just bizarre to me.
Okay, let's not try to interpret members'
motives. That's okay. I'm used to it. May I respond?
You may have the floor, yes.
Thank you. What's bizarre to me is a rush. I'm not certainly not interested in rushing this job because I don't believe when we look at, and first of all, Robin, he's not doing it for free. If we were on and we haven't been on an executive session, I'd be able to speak more clearly. It's not a matter of distrust. It's a matter of efficacy. This is not my first rodeo. This is not my first time getting in the saddle. So I may know and have experience of what to look for and what to request and what to know what's not going down. It has nothing to do with distrust of Tom Livingston and associates. It's simple, and it certainly is not bizarre to me. What's bizarre, again, is for us to say we're going to rush something that's so important. In fact, I believe that's been the problem why we've had two permanent EDs and five IEDs in the last 3 years, rushing stuff. So you need to get off of that horse. When you want the truth and be accurate, Livingston did not suggest Radio Inc. So let's not just throw stuff out and call stuff bizarre and all this because you may not have a clear understanding about methodology. But Livingston did not suggest, I've not questioned anything Livingston has suggested we pay for. But Radio Inc. and several others are not one of them. Let's be clear and let's be fair and let's be honest before we speak.
Okay. I'm going to call on myself. So unless anyone else wants to speak to this.
Vanessa to the stack.
Go ahead, Vanessa. I'll go after you.
I just wanted to ask Dwayne, how much additional time do you think it would take or do you suggest taking to do the research that you're talking about?
I would actually not go by a time frame. I would go by the number of applicants. Because just an example of KPFT is rushing. This idea we want to rush. I never use that word, never will, because I don't think anything is effective when you rush. But nevertheless, I would say that it should be about the number of applicants that we find that are credible. So if we've spent 30 days and we've got 13 or 15 applicants and three or four of them are credible by my 30 applicants, rather, and I find in my professional experience and determination that only four or five of them start with any credibility or any suitability, and they certainly have never been managers of foundation. Let's clearly understand, Vanessa, that this is such a unique position. How many radio foundations are in this nation? Not very many. Most people who are applying for this job, as I have seen it, have been either general managers of a medium-sized or small station, or they've worked for a conglomerate, which they had a specific duty and not an overall general duty. So I close by simply saying that this is a unique job, and this is why we have not been successful among our politics, of course, among there were people even on this call who thought Livingston was, who thought that Benilli was great and had extraordinary credentials and abilities. In fact, we were sold, I wasn't, but many were sold on the idea this guy got so many job offers that we need to...
Hold on, Dwayne, hold on one second, please. We're getting into personnel matters.
Rush concept is why I went there, because that was a rush as well. So to answer the member's question, I don't believe it ought to be about time. I think it ought to be about the quality of applicants that we find in this process. And if we have to extend it, we ought to extend it. Because after all, we've gotten almost over $250,000 almost of free work. Maybe that will continue. We don't have to rush.
Okay, Vanessa, are you done?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to call on myself unless Sabrina or Sabrina or Ralph or someone else who hasn't spoken want to speak. Okay. So I know that if I get in my car and I don't have a place to go, it's kind of like an aimless drive. I could decide to drive down the coast, which I really like to do, or I could decide to, you know, because of this pandemic, I'm going stir crazy just to take a drive. It's always good not to be aimless, right? It's always good to be able to know where you're going. So in that respect, I hear two competing notions, right? The first notion I hear is that we should dispense the $2,500 to Livingston Associates and depend on him getting receipts to us. And then the competing notion is that we should pay the vendor directly, or let Tom post and then we'll pay the vendor, let Tom do his job, and then once the receipt comes in, we'll pay the vendor. So that doesn't remove the possibility of the analysis that Tom Livingston provided us in regards to discounts and all of that. So that's where I stand. So I would entertain... I, from what I'm gathering, Robin made a motion, and Grace seconded it. Grace agreed with it. So that's the first motion. Well, actually, Dwayne made the first motion, and then Robin, something like that. Anyway, there's two competing motions.
Really make any motions? Nobody.
Right. But what I got out of it, was a motion. As the chair, what I extrapolated out of that discussion was two motions, because it's two different approaches.
When you make
go
a
ahead.
Motion, you have to say you're making a motion. You just don't make other people.
Okay, I'm just trying to facilitate, Robin.
Madam Chair,
I'm just trying
Madam
to facilitate. I'm just trying to get us focused in regards to what decision we're going to make. Go ahead, Dwayne.
I suggest that this item, which in my opinion, it's not clear to me, since there are, you said you got suggested locations to put these items in. I think what we ought to do is Robin aptly pointed out and show him that I don't have any distrust for Tom Livingston and Associates. What we ought to limit ourselves to is what the professional, as they like to refer to, what the professional has suggested, and stop all these sidebar suggestions of places to put and spend money. So let's go with the list. I'm going to make a motion on that. I'm going to move that we stick with the list that Livingston has already suggested. Because he's the professional, and the rest of us are just throwing out names that we think of. We, and I've just given an example of Radio Inc. In my opinion, is a waste of money, just like Current was a waste of money for us. We got nothing out of it, but it's a well-known entity that people allegedly go and look for a job on. But we got over 26 applications, and none of them came out of Current. So. I make the motion, I move that we limit our expenditures to the places that Livingston and Associates has suggested. And it doesn't need a second.
Ralph, there's a second.
Okay, the motion may, it doesn't need to be second, Ralph, but I appreciate you seconding it. I appreciate whatever you do, Ralph. Thank you. There's only... one suggestion that I would make to add to that, Dwayne, along with free entities that do that members do suggest that aren't part of Tom's suggested entities. Does
no
that
problem.
Make sense?
No problem.
Okay.
This is Grace for the stack.
Okay, Grace, you have the floor.
Okay, I'm looking at Radio Inc. right now. Radio Inc. Mails out daily industry news, mailed to over 18,000 readers daily. Website available 24/7 with continuous updates. This has a huge circulation in exactly the media market we're interested in. Radio Inc. is the source for market managers, general managers, sales managers, and sellers. Our industry news is updated every morning and as it happens throughout the day. Our weekly bloggers are experts in leadership, management, marketing, and sales, and range from industry veterans with decades of blah, blah, blah. Anyway, I think that this is a good place to advertise. I think that we could, I would amend Dwayne's motion to say that we should ask Tom Livingston's opinion about advertising, putting a posting in Radio Inc., as well as a few other places that we suggested that weren't on Tom's list, although if someone knows where Tom's list is so I can look it over, that would be helpful, I think, if we could actually get that information up and look it over right now in this meeting.
So,
Mark, do you know where that list is?
Yeah, I sent it just before our last meeting, and I'll find it right now because I am in front of my computer. But I did send it.
Email address? Which email address?
From El Reyes. El Reyes at so.
Dwayne's in the stack.
Hold on, Dwayne. 1 second. Oh, go ahead, Dwayne. Go ahead.
Okay. What Grace just read is an advertisement. And what entity is not going to say that they've got 17,000 people that they email to, which could be bad email because no church, no entity that collect emails ever clean them because they always want to say that they've got thousands. That means nothing. That's an advertisement. And I looked at when you Google them, they have done such a great SEO job. The first four pages is what they have created in that content. But what I'd like to know is what other folks say about you. So what she just read is an advertisement. I can keep on reading the wonderful things that they write about themselves. That doesn't make sense.
Okay, I found the email. It's dated 9/17, and it has Tom suggestions, possible paid posting and sources. The first one from the very top is current, which is the course is $429 before discount, with the discount is $343. Social media lightning job post, that's $400. Social media Twitter, it's $100. Pointer Institute mediajobs.pointer.org is $129. Idealist, the Chronicle of Philanthropy career, that's $260. Nonprofit jobs, which is a discount of 20%, which comes out to $79.20. Does everybody have that in front of them, or should I send it to them?
Go ahead and send it.
Okay, I'll send it again. Foundation list is another one, and that one's $115. Corporation for Public Broadcasting, CPB job line, that's free. General public, greater public, that's free. Job line, Public Media Business Association is an online posting, and that's free. PRNBI is an online posting, and that's free. Pub Radio is a listserv of announcements. I guess that's free because it shows no price. National Academy of Television Arts and Sciences, Job Bank, I guess that's free. www.ceoupdate.com. Emma Bowden Foundation is also on online posting. Changephilanthropy.org is also formerly known as Joint Affinity Group, National Association for Multi-Ethnicity and Communications. That's a free. The Alliance for Media Arts and Culture. So then the next page is the Pacifica Hosting Responsibilities. So I'll send that to everyone right now. I'll just resend it because you already got it. Hold on one second. God, I got too many things open here. So that's the skinny so far. I still there's some postings that Grace sent this afternoon that are not part of the advertising of the position.
Yeah, Lawrence, can I list those? Because I think we should advertise at all of these, and I'd like to list them, okay?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'll send them to everybody.
Uh-huh.
The Radio Inc., the Southern California Broadcasters Association, the National Association of Black Journalists, the National Association of Hispanic Journalists, and the Asian American Journalists Association. I think we should advertise in every single one of these.
I agree. I think we should definitely advertise on those entities and any other three entities that members could come up with. Even if there's a nominal cost to posting on certain entities, maybe we should consider what a nominal cost is. I know we're pinching pennies, but you know, we are, of course, we are in financial straits. So, okay, so I'm going to send this to everybody right now. Again.
Well, Sabrina, for the point of information.
Sabrina? Go ahead, Sabrina.
Yeah, so it sounds like something that John Livingston would have. That sounds like information that he would have as far as who would advertise for who would advertise for free. So sounds like that falls under his purview as far as our agreement with him is concerned, that he would look for those free advertising entities, right? Am I correct in that, assuming that?
Yeah, but I don't think but on those listings that I read, the listings that Gray suggested are not on there. And there may be some listings listings that you may want to suggest that are not on there. So I just don't want us to spike our nose or cut our face or cut our nose.
That's it.
One of those, right?
Yeah, exactly right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah, definitely. I get it. Okay then. Well, sounds like we're on our way though. It sounds like we're doing well. We're on our way, you know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, let's just push on through to the next part. What's the next thing on the agenda, Mr. Chair?
Okay, the next thing on the agenda is coming up with a process. Hold on, I have to find that.
Okay. Process regarding narrowing down the list.
Right. The search.
Coming
up with a matrix for the search. For the ranking, I think.
Okay.
Because we do have resumes, and So to answer, to just go back, just to double back a little bit on Vanessa's question, I think we are in the timeline right now. So whatever we do should reflect the work of the committee. In other words, reading the posting, reading the position posting, reading, coming up with suggestions for additional entities, all of that is part of the timeline. Notwithstanding what Dwayne has suggested, all of those things are part of the timeline. So it's ongoing. We are in a fluid, not static, but fluid process to engage in this search. Does that make any sense, Vanessa? I don't know if she's still there. Okay, so I'm sending you Tom's proposal again. Should be getting in your inbox any minute now. Okay, so the next thing on the agenda is...
Robin,
there's one little problem with moving forward.
We didn't make any decision. So could we please...
Right. Thank you, Robin. That's a good point. Because Dwayne made a motion, and Grace amended it. Grace, can you restate your amendment, please?
Just to send suggestions for other posting places to Tom Livingston and have him get back to us about his opinion. Have him give his input about the posting in those places.
Okay. And so what I would like to do is do we need to take a vote? Is there any objections to that? Dwayne's motion and the amendment. Dwayne, can you restate your motion? Even better, if you could put it in writing, that would be great.
Yeah. When Grace put her amendment in writing, I'll put my motion in writing.
Okay. So are there any objections to Dwayne's motion and Grace's amendment? Hearing none, we'll move on to the next item on the agenda. So I believe we need to schedule a discussion of 10 minutes, a discussion in the next executive session in regards to developing a matrix for ranking, et cetera, of candidates. So we'll have that at the next meeting. But, you know, like I said, the process is fluid. So please continue to jot down ideas, jot down suggestions, or even come up with motions in regards to developing this matrix. Does that make sense?
Well, Mr. Chair, I think in hindsight, I think that what you just slid through is not consistent, because Grace's motion, Grace's amendment actually is a substitute, in my opinion, because the way that I'm sending this motion is I move that we limit the places that we advertise to the ones that already
have been suggested by Tom Livingston, right?
By the professionals. And
right,
my
right.
concern is, to be honest with you, that if Grace have a conversation with Tom, that he's not going to have a problem with her suggesting that we have other suggested. Because, I mean, that's reasonable for him to say, no, I'm not going to disagree with that. But I want my motion voted up or down, and I want Grace's motion, which will, in my opinion, supersede my motion. It would replace my motion, because my motion limits it. Her motion, her amendment expands it. And since I was accused, not directly, but indirectly, of not trusting Livingston and Associates, I believe my motion proves that I have utmost trust for Livingston and Associates. But to open this thing up willy-nilly And I had no problem with your amendment, which was to post it at any number of free locations, 100, 300,000, if you can get it in there. But limiting the $1,000, I added it up. It's a little under $1,000 that Livingston and Associates' professional opinion. Because he has to know all of these things that we can go and research and hear somebody tell us where we need to advertise. But based on his professional opinion, these are the places he came up with. And we ought to stick to that.
Okay. So thank you for that. Hold on, Robin. Let me just clarify for the sake of process. For the sake of process, it seems like Duane is suggesting that Grace's amendment is actually a substitute. So if we were to vote, we would have to go back and vote on the substitute. And then depending on the outcome of that substitute, then we will go to Duane's motion. Go ahead, Tom. Robin, you have the floor.
Well, we've discussed this for two meetings. We've told Tom to do this. The PNV gave us a budget, voted a budget of $2,500. I added up the numbers. They add up to $1,600 that he listed. Why did we come up with a budget of $2,500 if we weren't going to add some places? You know, it's like this is – these meetings are crazy. We make a decision, and then we have to discuss it over again. We make a decision, and we have to discuss it over again. Why can't we stick to the decisions we made?
It's called reconsideration.
Again, hold on. Please ask for the sack. So let me just address Robin's.
Grace for the sack.
Okay, Grace, I'll go to you next.
Okay.
Let me just address Robin's concern. The reason why I suggested 2,500 was in the eventuality that we would have to expand the search or expand the entities that were not listed. So that's why I suggested the $2,500. For the sake of transparency, that's what I'm saying. Grace, you have the floor.
Yeah, I would really like to see the listings in the Asian American Journalists Association, the National Association of Hispanic Journalists, and the National Association of Black Journalists, as well as Southern California Broadcasters Association, which is pretty much radio-specific, and Radio Inc., which is radio-specific. But particularly these minority associations, which do post jobs, I think it's important that we reach out to these communities. These sites are not on Tom's list. I think we should add them. I think it makes sense to reach out in an affirmative way to minority communities, among others. I don't think that there's any downside to doing this. And I sent out my substitute motion. We can leave it to Tom's discretion to get back to us if he thinks we're doing overkill. Let him give us a response, at least.
Okay. Does anyone else want the floor? Okay, so we're going to go to the substitute motion. We're going to take a vote on substitute motion. To Duane Law's motion regarding ED job postings, the motion that Grace sent to everyone is that all additional suggested places from personnel committee members to post the ED job description be sent to Livingston and Associates for their consideration and evaluation. So that's what's on the floor. And if that motion prevails, I guess that would make the other motion mute. So are there any objections to this motion? No objections to this motion?
I object to the motion. You're talking about the substitute motion, right?
Yes, sir.
I object to the substitute motion. As I said,
okay.
Counter my motion.
Right, okay. Okay, so we'll go to a roll call vote. I'm going to vote last. I'm going to go with Dwayne Ladd. What say you, sir?
No.
Alice Steinberg, is he on the call now? Vanessa Distenberg, what say you, ma'am?
Oh, sorry. Abstain. I'm sorry.
Abstain. Okay. Robin Collier.
Yeah. Yes.
Sandra, are you on the call now? Sabrina Jacobs.
Abstain.
Grace Aaron.
Yes.
Ralph Pointer.
No.
That leaves me. So this is a tie-breaking vote. So it doesn't really matter. It does matter, but I'm abstaining. So the motion doesn't pass. We're back to the main motion. Dwayne, you send the motion. Let me read it. Thank you for sending it to Dwayne. Okay. Coming up, here it goes. Okay. I move that we limit our pay ads to the suggestion of Livingston and Associates. You didn't include my amendment, Dwayne.
You can include it.
Okay, so my amendment was, and any additional free entities that members could come up with. Are there any objections to that motion?
Yes.
Okay, we have an objection. So I'm going to go to the roll. I'm going to start with Alice Steinberg. Are you on the call, Alice? Grace Aaron?
No.
Bob Pointer?
Yes.
Robin Collier?
No.
Sabrina Jacobs?
Thanks.
Vanessa Ditson-Brick?
Abstain.
Sandra Rollins, are you on the call? Okay, that's up to me again. I'm a vote yes. So the motion passes with the amendment.
Mr. Chair, I would like a minute to give some information.
Go ahead.
I'll be very brief. As I said, I'm a researcher, and I just like to substantiate things. I'm on the National Association of Black Journalists, and I'll do the same thing with the Hispanic journalists and applicable. And when you look at their job search list, the ones who advertise a Rosalind Carter Fellowship of Mental Health Journalism, Getty Images, Emerson College, Black Information Network, Scripps, Howard Foundation, and these jobs, anywhere from freelance reporter to corporate energy reporter to summer internship, education lab, nothing, absolutely nothing that has to do with radio or a foundation executive or anything of that nature. And I'm sure I'll find the same thing with the rest of them that's been suggested. Thank you.
Thank you. So I'd like to be able to communicate with Tom Livingston in regards to some of the associations that were suggested, to see if those are some of the entities that that Livingston Associates advertising. I was kind of torn in regards to the substitute, but I think the substitute is practical. It's worth asking a question to Mr. Livingston in regards to the Black Association of Black Journalists, the Hispanic Association of Journalists, the Asian American Association of Journalists. These are, I don't call them minority communities. I call them underrepresented communities. And I would like to have that conversation. So if I'm asking Grace to stand down on having a conversation with Tom, and I will have that conversation as chair with Tom, if that's okay with everyone. Are there any objections?
That's appropriate.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, so we're going to go back to the agenda, and I think the very last thing is, the thing that we turned away from was developing the candidates matrix in regards to ranking the potential candidates. I think we should have that at our next meeting in executive session, that discussion. I don't know, I haven't looked at the Pacifica websites of the stations, but I don't know if it's even posted on Pacifica.org. Can anybody take a look? Grace, can you take a look to see if it's posted on Pacifica.org?
It is.
It is? Okay. But I don't think it's posted locally, right?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I didn't see it. Okay. So so I'll definitely alert Tom when I have a conversation with him tomorrow. Just for the sake of transparency, I did request a conversation with Anita Sims and Tamara, I can't pronounce that great name.
Tamara is fine. We know what you're talking about.
Yeah. So I did leave a message for both of them. I got the number from one of our colleagues, and I did leave a message for both in regards to what is the process in regards to is there a check requisition form or something like that. So we already made that determination. So that's going to be a mute response at this point. So I don't have anything else for this meeting, but I would like to implore the members of this committee to continue to do homework in regards to the areas that we discussed today that need addressing, like, for instance, the suggestion from Sandra Rollins from KPFT in Houston in regards to narrowing down the list of the candidates that we have so far. We should also sunset when we're going to start, when are we going to close the position of the posting? That's a conversation we should have at our next executive session as well. Well, that could be held in open session. Also, developing the matrix, that'll be homework, and I'm hoping that our members come up with suggestions and ideas. And I will have a conversation with Tom in regards to the internal posting to our local stations and affiliates in regards to the ED job posting. Robin, do you know if this has been posted on the affiliates networks?
I'd have to go look at it. I'll ask Ursula about it. I'm sure she'd be happy to post it. Yeah.
Great. Thank you.
Okay. Chair, I have an observation.
State your observation.
The posting is on Pacifica's website, and of course, it is highlighted in red with the icon. But what I do also notice is that minimum qualifications, as I pointed out, and I think to substantiate the comments I made about the 30 that we've already received and how four or five of them only meet that criteria. The minimum qualifications, if anyone has cared to read them, has been a bachelor's degree of equivalent, 10 years experience in progressive, listener-supported media or related fields, and 5 years of supervisor experience. So what I'm just observing is that very few of those individuals that are in the queue now meet that criteria, and I'm very much going to be looking to, when we spend $1,500, $2,500, how many more we're going to receive that are qualified applicants as opposed to the ones we got not expending that money. And I money is important to me in this foundation since it seems to be so scarce. And I know that KPFT can't even find $1,000 to patch a roof that's basically helping destroy an air conditioning system that is leaking as well and can't find the money to do it. And certainly that's nobody's fault. It's certainly not the foundation's fault. But I asked the finance committee to allow KPFT to forgive for a month or two, a 12-month, its national assessment in order to do some of this work. And so we willy-nilly don't think anything of $2,500 and may get two or three folks out of it when I believe $1,000 would very well be very good spent trying to patch the roof at KPFT. Thank you for your indulgence.
Thank you for your point, Dwayne. Are there any other going out? Are there any other comments?
Except right on.
Lawrence.
I'm sorry, who is, I heard somebody before you, Dwayne.
I have a question.
Hold on, please. I heard Ralph before you, Grace. If that's okay, I'll go to Ralph. Ralph, go ahead.
Briefly. Right on. Very well stated. Thank you.
Thank you, Ralph. Grace, you have the floor.
Yeah, I assume we're not having a closed session tonight. Is that correct?
Right. We're having it at our next meeting.
Okay. I make a motion to adjourn.
Okay. Motion to adjourn. This in committee does not need a second. Are there any objections? Okay. We are adjourned. Thank you for the motion, Grace. All right. Good night, folks. And we'll meet again. Hold on. Let me give the date for our next meeting.
Okay. Let's see.
I got the calendar pulled up.
All right.
But it's not coming up now. Here we go.
I'm hoping we...
It'll be October the 8th. October the 8th.
Because the 8th is a Thursday.
Oh, right. Okay, so October the 12th. Which is... It's the day that some people celebrate criminal behavior. I know in most states and counties, Columbus Day has been renamed to Indigenous Peoples Day, which that's what I would like to recognize. But are you guys okay with? I think
that's
we need
actually,
to meet that day.
That's
yeah,
my,
go ahead.
It's on my calendar as Indigenous Peoples Day in my phone. So that's. Some folks do recognize it, obviously. It's Columbus Day and Indigenous People Day.
Right. There's some, like Los Angeles has declared that day Indigenous People's Day. And I know there's other states that have done the same and other counties. So we'll meet on the 12th.
Well, my only concern would be that we don't have a Strategic Planning Committee meeting on that day. And are you at...
No, we don't.
Okay.
We don't. It'll be... The Strategic Planning Committee is going to be on the 5th. Next Monday.
Okay, good enough. I only see PFW's Finance Committee. I see... Oh, I'm sorry. Did you say October 12th?
Yeah.
Strategic Planning Committee has posted a meeting.
Really?
In fact, you've already posted a personnel committee meeting. So actually, we have three meetings scheduled, but I think the way we can get away with it, you have a personnel committee meeting scheduled for 8:30, and you have one scheduled for 9:30. So
no, that's
I think,
one. Well, that was a mistake. One should be executive and one should be open.
Well, it's not a mistake. You actually have both published, is what I'm saying. Both posted. So
for the 5th,
you have the choice for the 12th.
For the 12th, okay.
And Alex has a strategic planning committee scheduled for the 12th, and I believe at least three of us, if not four, any number of us are on that meeting on this call. So. I think that's problematic. I think the Finance Committee meets the following day at 7:30 Central, 8:30 Eastern. Then on Wednesday, it doesn't appear. Well, it appears that that's a heavy day for BAI, local station board meeting, KPFT's local station board meeting. So it appears to me that you need to, this meeting needs to be on the 19th.
No, hold on one second. Hold on, hold on. Hold your horses there, boy. I mean, Dwayne.
You know, we have we definitely have a problem with the word boy, even. If we're black,
I know. I know we're homeboys and everything, but that's the way I meant it. I apologize. Excuse me for speaking out of turn there. That was terrible. Now, I just got a notice for a strategic planning committee, and I'm going to look it up right now because I think it's scheduled for next Monday. Hold on.
Oh,
I'll tell you right now.
Hold on.
I want to be able to deal with this right now.
I'm you're right. He has them back to back. I'm looking at KPFTX. So he has them scheduled back to back.
Which one? Strategic planning is on the 5th, right?
On the 5th and the 12th.
Okay, so but we don't have a personnel committee scheduled for the 5th, right?
We don't have a personnel committee scheduled on the 5th. But I stated, you can't have both. You can't have strategic.
Right. So
on this committee, on strategic.
Right. So okay, this is what I see here. Here we go. Yeah. So I see it for the schedule for the 5th. So we'll meet on the 12th. I know Alex said that we will rotate Mondays. So I think maybe. I know that. Yeah, I think he should consider canceling that meeting.
Okay. All right.
Maybe Grace, you could get in touch with him and tell him that we have two competing meetings and
we don't need to meet back to back Mondays for a strategic, so I think that's reasonable.
Yeah. So if somebody, I'll call him as well. But if Grace, if you could call him and tell him that that the personnel committee is scheduled for that rotating Monday. That'd be great. Grace, you still with us? Oh, great stuff. Okay. I'll get in touch with Alex and let him know.
Okay.
All right, so we're adjourned.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Good night.